Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Hector Barreto is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Hector is a personal friend of mine, a longtime friend of our show. He's been joining us now since, about 15 years now or so, and he's a former administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, in my opinion, the best administrator the SBA ever had. And he did a lot of different things that were very important. And he's now the leader of the Latino Coalition, which is celebrating 20 years, right, Hector?
That's right, Jim. It's
welcome back.
Great to be with you.
It's good to have you here, Hector. I'm glad you're joining us again. You got big doings going on today in Washington, D.C. 20 years of the Latino Coalition. I love celebrating milestones.
Well, this is an important birthday for us. You know, not every organization gets to be 20. You're pretty close to your show being 20.
Yep.
And, you know, we're just excited about looking back, but also just thinking about what we're going to do going forward. So we have a big event today at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
And I know that you and I just missed each other in D.C.
Yep, just there
for America Small Business Summit. But we were there starting Monday, and then this is the last day, Wednesday, and we've got an incredible lineup. I've got about a half a dozen congressmen from all around the country coming in. I've got Governor Chris Christie speaking at lunch.
I think
he's going to probably make some news there.
You think so?
Yeah.
I heard his wife gave him the green light.
Well, I tell you.
You know, if mommy ain't happy, nobody's happy.
That's for sure. You can't do this by yourself. So we're going to have an exciting day. We got a lot of our members from around the country. And as always, Jim, and something that I know that you're very interested in, is we're going to talk about the state of small business strategies
yep.
that we need to apply to make it through this current environment that we're in.
This current anti-business environment?
Well, you know, unfortunately, that's what...
Because you're right there in Washington, D.C., and that's where it emanates from.
Well, you know, it's, you know, that old saying, what's that old saying, Jim? I'm from the government and I'm here to help you.
Yeah.
I want them to stop helping us.
In your life, and you know, my audience knows that, you know, the bones I pick here on the show, Hector, are not Republican or Democrat. They're business. They're policy issues. The bones I'm picking right now are the ones that are anti-business. And in your life, have you ever seen an environment that was as anti-business coming out of Washington as we have right now?
Well, I agree with you 100%. And let me tell you what is really troubling. We're going to talk about it at this conference. Less people want to start small businesses now than ever before
because of
this environment. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's not only going to be bad for us in our current economy, but it's going to affect us in the future as well. So we need to motivate people to, you know, be entrepreneurs, because that's what makes our country so great.
When I started my business, I looked around. I saw my friends. I knew it wasn't easy. I knew it was the hardest job in the world, almost. But at least I saw them having opportunity and growing their business. People are looking around these days, and they're seeing their friends who own small businesses. Many of them have gone out of business, and the ones that are still in business are still struggling.
Well, it's absolutely
And does it
true.
Make you aspire to want to do that?
No. I remember my ex-boss, the president, used to say, you know, the role of government is not to create wealth or jobs. Government can't do that.
That's right.
The role of government is to create an environment where entrepreneurs are going to want to take a risk, where they'll spend their capital,
yep.
an environment that really celebrates them. That's what you do on your show every
mm-hmm.
single day.
Absolutely.
But folks in D.C., you know, they talk a good game, but, you know, their actions don't match their words, and we got to change that.
Isn't it how long is Main Street, Hector, how long is Main Street going to let Washington get away with talking out of both sides of the mouth about small business?
Well, I think you're going to see it in these elections coming up. And I'm not just talking about the presidential election. I'm talking about congressional
yep.
elections.
Yep.
And I'm like you. You know, I may have a particular favorite or know somebody, but our organization stays neutral. We work with both sides of the aisle. And we have people coming from, you know, both parties to our conference. What we're interested in is solutions. So
your members are business owners who may or may not have a party to that they align with, but they're trying to improve the lot in life of their families on the in the marketplace.
That's absolutely right. And you know, you and I have talked about this before. Those small businesses, those 27, 28 million small businesses, really are the engine. So yep. If that engine isn't working, nothing's going to be working.
Well, tell us about some of the other things that you guys are going to be covering today in your sessions.
Well, you know, something.
And folks, by the way, this is going to be in the at the U.S. Chamber Building, right?
Right. Right across the street from the White House.
It's all day long at the Latino Coalition's 20th anniversary celebration. Go ahead, Hector.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about a number of things. You know, and one of the reasons we come to D.C. is because a lot of these things are imminent. For example, a lot of our members are wondering what's going to happen with these Affordable Care Act. Is the Supreme Court going to rule down these subsidies? We're going to be talking about technology, because that's an area that can really level the playing field for a lot of these small businesses. We're going to talk about how to protect your business. Cybersecurity is much in the news right now. We've got some of the top experts.
That's become the Wild Wild West, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, you were here earlier this week. We had a presentation from the former head of the CIA, and they were telling us that that's one of their things that keeps them up at night.
Yep.
And not just, you know, attacks on governments and large corporations. They really believe that this is going to start affecting a lot of small businesses.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, there's no question that the bad guys are going down market now.
Well, they are, and what they're doing is they're not necessarily trying to steal anything from a small business. They're trying to extort a small business.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically
and they're doing it.
Yeah, it's really scary. And
they're taking over they're taking over your servers, and then you pay them $1,000, $1,500. They turn them loose.
Right, right. But there are strategies on how to avoid that. There's things that small businesses should do and not.
You guys are going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about that.
Yep.
And we're also going to talk about where are the new opportunities. I mean, where do you get the tools that you need to succeed? But what other kind of businesses should you be thinking about? One of the other issues back here that's being debated is, are we going to have a new trade deal? Are we going to allow the government to negotiate a trade deal? We haven't done
that. Where's the Latino Coalition on the trade deal?
The old saying, Jim, is the devil is always in the details.
Yep.
But we believe, and a lot of our members are saying, look, most of the customers in the future that we're going to deal with don't live in this country.
95% of them don't live here.
Yeah, 95%. So, you know, with technology now and e-commerce, we can do a lot more things with a lot more folks that we couldn't do before. But we need a smart policy, and policy that benefits us first. And so that we're going to be looking for that.
Right. Hector, I need a website, please.
Our website is thelatinocoalition.com, thelatinocoalition.com. We do this event also on the West Coast in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be Latino to be part of the Latino Coalition.
They even let me in, folks. How about that?
You're the honorary Latino, Jim.
Exactly. I love it. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Hector Barreto. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.